Captain Flash. Captain Flash. Come in, Captain. Do you copy?
Captain Flash here. What's the verdict?
Captain, we just received word from the emergency beacon. It shows your ship is damaged, which means you are in danger. What happened?
Well, on my return flight, I got caught in a plasma storm and the ship sustained serious damage. I have managed to land the ship on the nearest M-class planet, but now it appears I'm stranded. The star map and the computer are badly damaged. I'm not even sure exactly where I'm at after the storm. Can you verify where I'm at?
Copy that, Captain Flash. According to your last known position data, you must be on planet Venus 5, about 11,123 light years from Starbase 327.
Venus 5? Oh, that's a quarantine planet, isn't it? What was it? Hostile female humanoids, isn't that right?
Affirmative, Captain. That is what I am showing you in the database, yes.
Damn it. I remember this planet from the Academy. Any man that steps on these grounds may be killed or turned into a mindless sex slave. And the men that are already on this planet get brainwashed and turned into breeding slaves. Ugh.
Yes, those are the rumors, Captain Flash. According to the tracking device on your comm unit, you are 10 kilometers away from the Empress's palace and her kingdom. You are standing on the outskirts of a city in the garden.
Then I'll just hide here in the wreckage of the ship, because there's no way in hell I'm stepping foot anywhere near there. How soon will help arrive?
I have just sent word to the nearest ship in the area, and it will take them about 12 hours at maximum speed to get to your planet. 12 hours, do you copy?
Fuck, 12 hours? I could damn well be dead by then. Well, I guess I'll have to suck it up and use some of that survival training. All right, thanks for your response. Captain Flash, over and out.
Godspeed, Captain Flash. Be safe. Starbase 327, out.
Well, I can't sit here in the ship the whole time. Besides, might not be safe. I don't know how bad the damage is. I guess I might as well go out here into the forest gardens and see what they're all about. Fuck. Out of all the planets I could have been stranded on, I'm on Venus 5. Why couldn't it have been Solaris or a goddamn moon somewhere? It's a whole lot safer than this. Well, at least it's pretty. With a little luck, no one will even notice I'm here, and I'll just sit here. Might as well take off this spacesuit. It's not doing me any good. Burned up in the accident. Well, at least it's nice and warm here. I'll just lay down. I'm a little tired. What? What the hell is that? Um, Hello? I come in peace? Oh, no. Don't point that gun at me. I'm not here to harm you. Wow. Fuck. There's so many of you. And you're all so magnificently beautiful. And angry? And pointing guns at me. Hey, look, I've got my hands up. All my weapons are there on the ground. You can take them. I mean no harm to you. I just got stranded on this planet, and... why, yes, I am Captain Flash. You know me? What? Your queen wishes to see me? Does she know I'm here? She does? What does she want with me? Because I'm not cut out for being a sex slave. Some men might be into that shit, not me. I heard you ladies are a little angry over here. I wouldn't be a good choice. I mean, what's that supposed to mean? She just wishes to speak? Well, all right. Maybe she could provide me with some help in the time being. Okay, please lead the way. My heavens, this place is huge. It's so big it would make the Queen of England jealous. Wow. Look at this. It's beautiful. Oh, sure. Queen's this way? Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I will take it from here. Damn, she's gorgeous. I can definitely see why she's the queen. Wow. That face and eyes and wow, that body. Oh, man, it's been too long since I've been with a woman. Even her forearms are turning me on. Oh, but she does not look happy. Not at all. Your Highness, Captain Flash at your service. Please don't be alarmed by my presence. I assure you, this is all a misunderstanding. You see, my ship... you already know? You listen to the radio. Well, I guess your guards did mention that you knew I was here. Hey, I promise I will only be here for a few more hours. Help is on the way. Rescue ship will get here. They'll take me right back, and I will never disturb your planet again. This whole thing is a misunderstanding. I'm very... You want me to come closer? Okay. Is this good? It's that obvious. Yeah, pardon my language, but, fuck yes, I'm nervous. Any man would be standing so close to a beautiful alien queen with four arms and three eyes. And she happens to be in command of all these other beautiful women in this entire kingdom. And, well, you're all just amazingly gorgeous. I hope that doesn't offend you. I don't mean to offend. Oh, well, I'm glad you're smiling, I guess. What? You're happy I'm here? And you're a fan of mine? What? I wasn't aware that I had any fans, especially in this part of the galaxy. Well, I wouldn't say that I'm popular, but I do know a lot of people. You've been following my adventures for a while? Huh? Oh, is that how you know who I am? Well, oh, all the broadcasts do reach your planet. Oh, come on now. They're all exaggerated. You flatter me too much, Your Highness. Well, yeah, I am a little tired. The storm really... a drink? Oh, is this a trick? Wait. You know what I'm getting at. You might play a good game, honey, but you don't fool me. I know what you ladies do on this planet. I've heard all about it back at the headquarters. Any man that lands on this planet, you either skin them alive or turn them into your personal mindless breeders. Broken for nothing more than sex and pumping the sperm. Not me. You won't break this mountain down. Whoa. I'm sorry. You're crying. Oh, shit. You're really upset. Those really are rumors? But that's... So, do you have men on this planet or not? Huh. They're used for breeding, but only the ones who have raped or killed your women? Wow. Your planet's been deemed dangerous for a long time now. That seems like a misunderstanding. So you don't kidnap and skin males who are stranded here? I'm very sorry, Your Highness. God, I've really fucked this up. I've jumped to conclusions based on incomplete information about you and your planet, without even asking about you and your policies and people. I believed all those stupid rumors, and I feel very bad. I've made such a gorgeous creature cry. Yes, I'm getting on my knees. Please, Your Highness, forgive me for overstepping and for my unkind words. It's very kind of you to let me step foot in your palace when you could have surely killed me. But if you wish to do so now, I can't say I wouldn't welcome it. I deserve it for insulting you and your planet and your beautiful people. You will forgive me if I tell you about Earth and my adventures? Well, I'm afraid Earth isn't all maybe it's cracked up to be in the international media. Those intergalactic broadcasts aren't exactly accurate, you know. And my adventures and stories, well, they get a bit weird. You want me to tell you anyway? Oh, over a drink? Well, I have at least 12 hours until help gets here, huh? Why not? I would be honored to chat with you, Your Highness. Lead the way. Well, yes, that was reported in the news, but here's how it actually went down. You see, I was just trying to... Yes, then I laid down that ace, and poor Freddy lost the whole round. So, he couldn't afford to pay me, so he had to write me a song, and, well, that's how the theme song came about. Well, Your Highness, that tour was amazing. I have never seen a palace this big and such a thriving city. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you so much for your generosity. You liked my Earth stories. Oh, and adventuring? Oh, you flatter me, Your Highness. Like I said, much of it's just exaggerated. I'm not that interesting, and as you can tell, I can be a real idiot at times, as you obviously learned earlier. You think I'm handsome? Is it hot in here, or must be the alcohol? I'm sure you make your husband very happy. What, you're single? Well, surely you've had male partners. Despite this planet being mostly female, a woman as beautiful as you... Seriously? You have never had a male partner before? I would have assumed a woman of your status would have someone to please her when she's frustrated from time to time. Especially the way you tell me the mating process goes here on Venus 5. No penetration whatsoever. Well, you just inject semen from your male partners into your wombs? What? So you're aroused all the time? Well, I wouldn't expect any less from a queen who has to watch over the entire kingdom and planet. So, if not a male partner, what about a male slave? No, it's beneath you. You're too busy for relationships. Well, I agree with you on that one. pardon me? You want to know how the mating process on Earth goes with us humans? Well, I've never taught someone about human sex before. I mean, I guess I can try. So, with human males and females, we don't inject semen into the females from the males with needles or anything. I mean, I guess the doctors can do it in certain situations, but we prefer the natural way by penetrating the woman. Before that can happen, however, we have to arouse each other. This is commonly called foreplay, and usually this involves a little bit of touching of the body and kissing, often starting with the lips. Oh, you don't know how to kiss? Seriously? I would be honored to show you. I would love nothing more than to do that. Your lips and body has been on my mind since I stepped in here, and it's been hard to not stare at you this whole time. Okay, great. So I'm just going to take you into my arms like this, and bring you a little closer. Is this okay? Good. Then we bring our face closer together and lean in and kiss each other like this. Did that feel nice? Yeah, well, I liked it. And, you know, you can add a little bit of tongue too, you know, if you want to. It adds to the experience and pleasure of the foreplay. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. That's amazing. You're doing great. Wow. Your arms feel so good. Wrapped around me, around my shoulders. And yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you touch me there. Oh, your lips. They taste so good. They taste kind of like berries? No. No, not at all. Human women taste like berries, as you can probably go. Yeah. You like how hard that feels against you? Oh my gosh. Fuck. I can tell for the way you're got your arms on my chest. No. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Oh, you want to take this to your chambers? I'd love nothing more than that. Lead the way, Your Highness. What a beautiful room you have. And that is a very interesting bed. I've never seen one that large before. Oh, sure. Yeah, I can take off this undersuit. And there we go. I can't believe how uncomfortable this suit can be sometimes. Well, thank you, but the way you're looking at me, I can tell you like it better off. Speaking of off, let me help you get out of these beautiful clothes. Unless you don't want to join me? Wow. You are even more gorgeous naked. You're like a goddess. Oh, you like it when I call you that? My goddess? Ooh, come here, my goddess. Let me hold you a little. What do we do next? Well, that's really your choice. We could go oral or just go straight into it if you wish. You want oral? Oh, fine by me, my goddess. Here, why don't you relax on this beautiful bed? Why don't you relax on this beautiful bed? Wow. That is so beautiful. Now, spread your legs wide. Oh, that is perfect, my goddess. Now, I'm going to kneel right. Fuck, you are so pretty down here. So pink and delicious. Not to mention how wet you are, I'm almost scared to taste. I'm just going to start by kissing softly up and down your legs. And your inner thighs. Does that feel good, my goddess? Well, from the sound you make, I guess it does. Do you want me to taste you? Of course, Your Highness. Anything for you. Ooh, you taste so fucking good. You are so sweet, like the ripest fruit I've ever had. Do all the women on Venus taste like this? Oh, you're the only woman on Venus I'm thinking about tasting right now. And believe me, goddess, I most definitely am. Do you like the way my tongue feels on my sweet clitoris of yours? Do you like the way my beard feels on your inner thighs? Oh, I forgot. This is your first time having a man taste you. I can already feel you starting to gush around my face. Yes, that's it, honey. Watch me. Stare into my eyes while I go down on you. Feels good, right? Then let it feel good. Let me please you. Ah, fuck, I can feel you tightening. Around my tongue. You're getting close. Then come for me, Your Highness. Please come around my tongue. I want to taste you. Oh. Ah. Yeah. Ah. Ah. Oh. Oh. That's it. Clamp those thighs around me and come. I've got you. Ah. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, you taste so fucking good. I don't want to keep licking you too much. I'll overstimulate you. Is that all right? Oh, you're glowing. Is that normal? Really? So women on Venus create a glow when they feel overwhelming pleasure. So this is a good thing? Hey, don't laugh. I'm just making sure I don't hurt you or do anything wrong. It's not every day I get to taste a gorgeous goddess alien woman. Oh. Hey, pushing me on the bed, huh? Well, someone's getting feisty, but I'd expect nothing less from a goddess. Fuck yes. Oh, your hands feel so good. It lights up all of my cells from just your touch. Oh, yeah, go ahead, take down those briefs. Well, feel free to. I'll just put my arms up here behind my head and enjoy watching you get pleasure. How is it? Large enough for you, Your Highness? Oh, you've never seen a human male's cock up close. Well, if you need any lessons. Oh, no lessons, huh? You've got it figured all out then. All right. I trust you. Go ahead and show me how much you know. You really went for it with, oh, two hands and my balls. Holy shit. Oh, you use some of those girl juices from your own pussy. That's so hot. Didn't know four hands would be. Whoa. Feel like this, my goddess. Oh, fuck. Yes, flick that tongue around my cock. Oh, in the balls. Oh. Yeah, they're a little sensitive. No, feels good. Oh, the way you jerk me, suck me, and fondle my balls, touch me, oh, so much. I don't think I'm gonna. I keep this up. Oh, you're too generous, Your Highness. Fuck. Wait, Your Highness, please. My God, stop. Oh, no. Oh, that was unbelievable. That's unlike anything I've ever experienced before, but if you keep going, I would have just blasted all over your face. I don't want that. I really want to come while I'm buried deep inside you. Do you have any sort of protection. Really? You have alien blue condoms? And you're going to put it on? All right, then. Well, oh, fuck, that does not feel like a... What the hell? It's absorbed into my skin. Oh, this is a special condom. Oh. So you want to feel all of me inside you? Oh, fuck. I love it hearing you talk to me like that, my goddess. Okay. Just lay down. Right there, sweetie. Lay back and get comfortable now. I'm just going to spread your legs wide. Oh, did you have a cum? Well, you did. You are so wet. You're just dying to have me inside. All right. I'm going to go a little slow. Sometimes it hurts a little the first time, but if you feel like it's too bad, just tell me. I mean, I don't want to hurt you, all right? Are you ready, my goddess? Here I come. Good. Wow, that's so amazing. Are you okay? Okay. You all right if I keep moving? All right, Your Highness. Anything you say. I'll try and move gentle, honey. But fuck, you feel so good. I've never felt anything like this. You're just... Oh, you're going to pull the cum right out of me. Oh, your moans. Oh, so that doesn't hurt anymore? Okay. You want it a little faster? Is that about right? Oh, fuck yes, ma'am. Oh, this feels amazing. You like that? You like feeling this thick cock pounding inside you? Yeah. Give it to you like that. Fuck. Took your hands on my shoulders, squeezing my ass with the two. Feel like I'm so high, so much pleasure. This is too good to be true. Everything about you is so amazing. How in the fucking seven reaches of space has no man gotten off yet? Oh, you want to ride me? No, I'm totally fine, my goddess. This is one of my favorite positions because I get to see all those gorgeous titties bouncing right in my face, and I can grip your ass, sure. Plus, you are the Queen of Venus anyway, and I forget that queens are very dominant. That's it, honey. Straddle me. Hold my hands. Yes. Just sink down and... You feel even better than before. I can feel all of you wrapped around my cock. Please, go slow. I don't want to come too quickly. Your Highness, that's amazing. So good. So beautiful. Yes. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, show me who's boss. Oh, put me in my fucking place.
Ah, make me your sex slave. Oh, ah. You like that, don't you? You're, oh, you're dominating me. Give it to me, my goddess. Give it to me. Just like that. No, I'm not going to come till you do. I can't hold back. Oh, you're going to come? Do it. Do it, my love. I want your goddess come all over your first hard cock. You do that for me, princess? Oh, yes. Oh, so wet. Oh, come with me. Around me. Oh, you came so much. Oh, your highness. Oh, you must really have needed that. Yes. Go ahead. Yes, that was absolutely out of this world. That was by far the best sex I have ever had with anyone. Was it pleasurable for you? Oh, good. I'm so glad. It was very fantastic. I'm very privileged and honored to give you that, my dear. Oh, you look like you enjoyed it. What's wrong? You're asking if I want physical contact? You mean cuddling? Well, yes, we call that cuddling. Come right here. My goddess, I am a man of cuddling. Lay down here with me, and I can wrap my arms around you. Oh, feel your heartbeat and your breathing. You know, I'm really sorry about what I said to you about Venus and all. No, really. I know you said it's all right, but it wasn't right for me to judge you and your people so harshly. I was a stranger on your planet, and you treated me like a fucking king. I really hope that maybe, just maybe, if you'd like, I can make a better impression if we see each other again. You really want me to come back? Well, I can come here as long as I want to. Well, the guys back at the ship will never believe this. Why, yes, there will be men on the ship, Your Highness, and then back at the starbase, plenty of strapping men with pent-up emotions needing to be let out. Why do you ask? Oh, I don't doubt the women here would love them. I like the way you think, my darling. In fact, hand me my belt over there. Let me check my comm unit. Yeah, little square thing. This is Captain Flash. Do you copy? Captain Flash here. Does anyone copy?
Captain Flash, you're still alive. Good to hear from you.
Just barely.
We've been trying to reach you for the last hour. We are just plotting our landing trajectory, Captain. Please verify your location.
Hey, that's great news. I'm glad you're almost here. Listen, there's been a change of plan. When you land, have yourself and the boys land in the courtyard of the Queen's Castle. I'll put my comlink down as a marker. Don't worry at all. She will absolutely let you in and welcome you with open arms, all of them. I've befriended her.
How in the fuck did you do that?
That's a story for another time. Just know this. We have ourselves a little pleasure palace. Maybe even a pleasure planet, if you catch my drift. Trust me, you'll find out you'll never want to leave here. This will go down as one of my top space adventures yet. Captain Flash, over and out.